Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. The two universal laws of impermanence are uncertainty and unpredictability. When life changes unexpectedly, we can often feel off balance, insecure, and unclear of what really matters and or what to do next. This is totally normal. What can support us to reclaim our life and tap into our own internal wisdom is reasserting our strength of mind and our heart. This is something that has come up for me personally in the last couple of weeks. It's important for us to utilize these practices, whether it be yoga, mindfulness, meditation, or just having more self-awareness. Mindfulness and compassion are two of the most important qualities that increase our resilience. So we are in a very important time for us to be really focused on the things that are bringing us more joy and the things that are more pleasant, as opposed to dwelling on the unpleasant things that are happening in the world. And this is really where we can achieve greater wisdom and in turn feel more freedom. Compassion is being with the suffering of oneself and the other with a fierce heart, with a really strong heart. And I love Jack Kornfield's book, A Path with Heart. It's one of my favorites. And I've talked about this book on the podcast before, and it really changed my perspective. Compassion in action has the ability to heal and transform oneself and the world into a place where we can be more considerate human beings. So when is a time that you realize that you gave your power? Like, has there been a time where you've given your power away? I know that for the most part, the people that I've interacted with, we've all experienced this. Maybe when we spoke too honestly of how we felt maybe judged or dismissed, or even worse, it resulted in love or support being taken away. So based on these experiences, some of us move into people-pleasing behaviors, and often we say yes or nothing at all, when we really want to say no, right? So as a result, we don't assert or claim what we authentically feel and need, and so we end up giving our power away. I found that in a mindfulness retreat that I was in a handful of years ago, I was able to not only be a part of the retreat, but actually lead a portion of it. And we were all talking about authenticity and how being honest and being real really makes us feel powerful. And so I wanted to just share a couple of these things with you, the listener, and hopefully that can provide some insight into your life if you can relate. So here are a couple of inquiries that we explored during this retreat, and I actually plan to lead a retreat that I'm doing in October the same process, because I feel like it's such an empowering way to begin to just have some more awareness and power around these things. So the first question to you is, how do you give away your power? So I'll give you some examples. When I listen to the critical judgment thoughts of other people, I feel like I lose my power. When I'm going way too fast, when I say yes, when I really mean no or not yet, when I don't listen to my feelings or when I don't trust my gut, when I don't stick up for myself and share my feelings and needs with others, when I'm not taking good care of myself, be it with exercise or yoga or meditation or my own nutrition or lack of sleep, these are all things that make me feel powerless. What makes me feel powerful or empowered is when I slow down and when I ask for support and when I ask for help, when I really listen and take care and support my feelings and needs in action, when I can share my truth in a kind and skillful way, when I claim my good worth and my kindness to the world, when I surround myself with people who love and accept me just as I am, when I spend time in nature, when I engage in healthy practices, when I nourish myself well, when I'm engaged in my community, when I feel like my life has purpose, when I'm creating, when I'm doing this podcast, when I'm teaching, when I'm helping others. So obviously this is something that I have to think about and I have to talk to myself about, because there are those moments where I feel powerless. So one of the daily practices that I try to do for myself to sort of invoke those feelings when I'm feeling a little disempowered is I sit and I'll do a meditation practice. It's a very simple practice, and there's some meditations on this podcast that you can actually listen to that will achieve the same result. But one of the first things that I do is a body scan. So we can actually do it now. If you close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then just allow your attention to move inward. Notice your breathing, the sensations of your body, and just breathe deeply from your belly for about 1 to 5 minutes until you feel your body and your mind are fully relaxed. You can then begin to think about a time where you felt like you gave your power away. Do a scan of your body from top to bottom and notice where your body feels tight or tense. Allow whatever to arise, greet it, accept it. Turn all your physical sensations with kindness. Allow whatever emotion is present, be it fear, anger, or confusion. All emotions are welcome. So just notice and greet everything with kindness. So what is the story that you are telling yourself? And now you can ask yourself, how old is this part of you that believes this or is experiencing this story? You can then tell yourself, I transform and let go, or let go. Whatever is going to make you feel less of a charge on this particular subject or thing that has happened or the story that you're telling yourself. Again, you can say, I transform and let go. If your eyes are closed, you can open your eyes, move your body around a little bit, and feel that somatic discharge of any old energy or any old disempowering beliefs that don't serve you anymore. So now again, just bring attention to your belly. And in yoga, we believe this as our power center, right? It's the housing of our third chakra, Manipura chakra, which is our sense of empowerment. It's the place where transformation happens. It's where the fire happens. And so just bring your attention there. Now, what new and empowered thought can you feel right now? So just as you think about that, or as you listen to this, or as you feel that, just move through the rest of your day and come back to that wise and strong person that you are. Connect to this place at your belly center. And from this place, you can begin to find a better sense of empowerment and even a stronger sense of peace. Thank you so much for listening. If this was of value to you, please share this with your loved ones, share it with a friend, and let us know what you thought.